there, and welcome to today's video about how to raise baby chicks. My name is Mayotte Van Eitert. I am here with you every day for the next 16 weeks, showing you how to raise baby chicks from day olds into their healthy layers. I'm also the founder of a website called Pamper Chicken Mama, and we have a line of layer feeds, herbal treats for backyard chickens, and Chick Starter, which is the inspiration for this video series. So I thought a really good topic for today would be to talk about spraddle leg. I get this question quite a bit, and spraddle leg is more common than you would think it is. And people don't know what to do, and they don't really know what it is, right? And maybe you haven't gotten chicks yet, and you're hearing this term spraddle leg, like, what is it, right? Okay, so spraddle leg is basically a layman's term for when a baby chick is born and the legs aren't directly underneath it. So the legs might be splayed out like this, right? Or spread out like this, or whatever. They're just basically, they're not underneath the body of the chick, and the chick can't walk very well. So it's a congenital deformity that occurs more frequently than you would think. We've had more than one chick born with it, and actually we had a chick born recently with it, but oddly enough it self-corrected itself after 24 hours, which was interesting. So the reason it happens is, honestly, who really knows? Some chicks are just going to be born with physical, you know, deformities, defects, if you want to call it that. And spraddle leg is just one of those defects. Scissor beak is another one. We'll talk about scissor beak in a different video. So if your chick has spraddle leg, it's critical to help them, but it's not life-threatening in the sense that by its nature, by itself, it's life-threatening. It becomes life-threatening if the chick can't walk and get to food, right? But by its nature, by itself, it's not really actually life-threatening. Now, another reason spraddle leg can happen is if the chick, for whatever reason, is predisposed to it, just congenitally, and it's raised on plastic, like a plastic brooder that has no shavings or anything in it. And we talked in another video about bedding and why bedding is so important. This is one of those reasons why choosing the right bedding is a really important thing to do. If they're raised on plastic, or if they are raised on like newspaper, this can happen also. That's why, again, why bedding is pretty important. The reason that this happens if they're raised on those two substances is because the chicks can't get a grip underneath themselves. And this can also happen to ducklings too. They can't get a grip underneath themselves in order to actually walk correctly. They can't get traction. So using shavings like pine shavings or sawdust or, you know, any of the other materials that we discussed in the bedding video is really important to make sure that your chicks grow correctly, that they don't experience spraddle leg. Another reason that this can happen is because of the incubator. The incubator's floorings are generally plastic. So if you don't put something down like paper towels, for example, then they can start to develop spraddle leg pretty quickly. And again, not all chicks are going to develop spraddle leg. Like, we've hatched thousands of chicks, and I think we probably had less than 10 chicks with spraddle leg. So it's not going to necessarily happen because the brooder has a plastic bottom. It's just one of those things that could potentially happen. Now, to fix spraddle leg, we have a really good video about how to do that. Basically, what you want to do is take a Band-Aid or medical tape and try and bind the chick's legs together so that they're directly underneath the body of the chick. This is much easier explained in a video, so we'll show you guys a video about how to do that, but it's essentially what you want to do. And you want to keep it on for really as long as it needs to be on is what I want to say, but usually it corrects itself within 24 to 48 hours, sometimes 72 hours. But again, this is highly variable, and it just depends on the individual chick. We've had some self-correct within 24 hours. We've had some correct with the bandages in 24 hours. We've had some correct in, you know, a week, right? It just honestly depends. But it's really important to get in there, and the chick is gonna cheep, it's gonna cry, it's gonna say you're killing it, you're gonna feel terrible, but the option to not doing it is that your chick walks around with funky looking legs and it can't really walk. We've had very extreme cases where the legs, this was on a duckling, the legs were like horizontal. So like, here's its body, here's its legs, and all it could do was spin around like a top. That's a duckling or a chick that can't get food, it can't get water, it's distressed constantly because it can't move around. And if you think about it, how did these creatures evolve? They evolved that their major protection is running away. So if they have spraddle legs, they can't run away. It's actually very distressing to them. So even though your chick will protest and act like you're killing it, you're actually helping it by performing this, you know, bandaging process. So in summary, spraddle leg is a medical problem, veterinary problem, I guess, that is very important to correct, but is not in itself life-threatening, but could become life-threatening if your chick isn't able to walk and get to food and get to water. So it's very important to be able to recognize it and understand how to help remedy it. If you're not comfortable with any of this, if you're not comfortable adjusting bandages on a baby chick, then it's always okay to go seek a veterinarian to help you with that process. I do think, though, that it's one of those things that once you kind of get over them cheeping and crying and screaming loudly and wiggling all over the place, because they will wiggle all over the place too, it is something that you can handle at home. The other reason why you want to try and handle this at home is you'll find probably that the baby chicks will get it off very frequently. We had a chick that did that recently. We did our best. We couldn't keep it on for longer than 24 hours. And she did self-correct. It was a silky, and now she is running around. She's perfectly fine. So constantly having to take them to the vet for putting a Band-Aid back on a pair of legs is going to be expensive, time-consuming, and not really in the best interest of the chick. You want to fix it as fast as possible if you can. So that is today's video. It was about what is spraddle leg and how to help a chick that has it. I hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please go ahead and leave me a comment below. You can also leave me a comment below if you have a question about raising backyard chickens or baby chicks, and I'll do my best to answer it. Please do consider subscribing, and if you are watching us on YouTube, please click the notification bell so you can be notified when we upload a new video, which will be every day for the next 16 weeks as I show you how to raise baby chicks from day olds until they're healthy layers. Thanks for watching today's video, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!